on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side. He'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer. To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Oregon Ducks here at Matthew Knight Arena on the campus of the University of Oregon. Quarterfinal round of the NIT. The winner will be heading to Las Vegas next week to take on either Oklahoma State or North Texas. That game is at the half as North Texas leads Oak State 24-17. The Ducks have advanced with home court wins against UC Irvine and the University of Central Florida. The Badgers held serve at the Kohl Center, wins against Bradley. A really exciting game on Sunday afternoon, a 75-71 win against Liberty. So it's the Ducks and the Badgers, Wisconsin's first basketball visit to Eugene since November of 1990. Stay with us. Coming up, we'll visit with Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all a part of the Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save, built in Madison. Download Fetch today, and we'll get things started in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Oregon Ducks here in Eugene. Beautiful day in Eugene, mainly because Patricus wasn't here. But it was a beautiful day anyway. Jeff Patricus joins us on the phone back in Wisconsin. Jeff, it was like 60 degrees and sunny, so you're not missing anything.
It was my gift you that you wouldn't have to see my face for this one night, and you're giving me crap? Come on.
Well, we got your picture up here on our iPad, just so we can. We're going to hear Greg Gard's comments in a few minutes, but we're just talking about what a fun college basketball game that was on Sunday. Was it Wisconsin and Liberty? Thought it would be a pretty good game. Liberty, one of those really good teams. You and I talked about it. One of those really good teams that fans up in Wisconsin don't get to see a whole lot, but they brought it, didn't they? We've talked about the energy that the teams would bring into this NIT, and both teams brought a lot of it on Sunday, as did the fans, did they not?
Yeah, absolutely. It was an entertaining game. If you wouldn't have looked at the name on the jerseys, you would have felt the atmosphere in the stands was like a Big Ten game. And, you know, the guard from Liberty, McGee, was fantastic. He didn't have a good day for three-point range, but he had a lot of tough twos, except for one at the end that they defended well. But it was a great crowd. It was an entertaining game. It came down, obviously, again, to the final possession.
Darius McGee was as advertised. I mean, a volume scorer, takes a lot of shots, but he and Chucky Hepburn, that was a pretty good duel. And Chucky, maybe, well, he told us after the game, he felt as good as he has in a while. That was a really entertaining guard matchup. And for Chucky, I think, just to be able to break loose like that is a big boost, not just for the team, but for him individually.
And, you know, the game plan was really smart because both of Liberty's starting guards were short, listed at 5'9". So they had Chucky posting up at times, trying to back his guy down. And there were other times I thought that was his best game, taking guys off the bounce, getting to the rim, and finishing at the rim. You know, he didn't shoot well from three-point range again, but he had a lot of big twos. And obviously, after Stephen Crowell got in foul trouble, after that hot start with 14 points, someone had to pick up the scoring slack, and Chucky, you know, with 19 in the first half and 27 overall.
Greg Gard mentioned in his post-game news conference, and he was actually talking on his radio show a few weeks back about Crowell. I asked Greg, I said, who are the better chirpers? Who are the, you know, get any sneaky trash talkers? And he mentioned Crowell, and I guess everybody got to see that on Sunday, didn't they?
You know, if you look at Stephen Crowell in the face, and Gard mentioned this after the game, he looks like a boy scout. He looks like a little guy who wouldn't say boo to anybody, but he obviously felt he got fouled, that the officials missed the ball, and you saw it. He got up and went right after the guy, just knocked him on his front. Now, everybody afterward agreed, hey, you cannot lose your composure that way. And Crowell said that, he goes, look, that's not me, I can't do that. But I think he's down inside, and Greg talked about it. Greg's probably thinking, okay, that's, you know, that fire, that intensity, that tenacity, where you say, look, you're not going to push me around. If you get that out of him next year and he becomes a more consistent three-point shooter, I think he's going to be even much better than he has been so far.
Intriguing again tonight. It was intriguing Sunday because the Badgers faced a team that's small, and now they're facing a team that's tall. I don't know how much of Oregon you've had a chance to watch, but it's one of those teams you look at them, and you know, they've had injuries, and they continue to deal with injuries right now. But for a team that's lost 14 games, it looks like a team that its best is as good as most. That's not a stretch, is it?
No, and I, you know, give credit to Dane Altman and his staff. You know, they've won two games in the NIT without their top two scorers, you know, out because of injury. So that shows that they've got capable staff there. Now, they play both games at home, which obviously helps. And also, you're playing a Wisconsin team tonight that had a tough game on Sunday and had a flyout Monday. So you've got a little bit of an inherent advantage there. But, yeah, he's a good coach. It looks like they have some decent talent. So I'm really curious to see how the two teams match up and what two guards Tyler Wall to see what he can do down low.
Big picture, there's two Big Ten teams still playing. Obviously, the Badgers, one of them in the NIT, Michigan the other in the NCAA tournament as Tom Izzo gets his program back into the Sweet 16. This is not his best team, but I guess it goes back to what, you know, we've been talking about for, I don't know, not just this year, but for many. If you've got two good veteran guards who are on their game, you've got a chance every night. And that was the difference, really, wasn't it? The Michigan State Marquette game, the Michigan State guards were just a little bit better.
Yeah, I thought two things. The guards were better, and Tyler Pollock upset them, have a good team. And if he doesn't play well, that really hurts them. But I also think that Michigan State played in a league that's really physical. And I thought their physicality on defense gave Marquette some problems. You know, they got off to a really good start. And I'll be honest with you, let's remember, Wisconsin went into Pfizer form and beat that team. Purdue beat that team down to West Lafayette. As much as crap as the Big Ten took this year for not being a very good league, you know, being competitive but not having a league team, you know, I don't think the Big East was a murderer's row as it has been in season.
Even though they do have three teams in the Sweet 16, right?
They do, but it's all about the Big One, two years. I feel, you know, like you mentioned Michigan State, we both know that's not a great situation. But right now they're 2-0. They could lose their next game, be 2-1, have a solid postseason after what they would call a disappointing regular season.
Yeah, no, as we've talked about many times in the tournament, every game is game seven, and you don't know. And in fairness to Marquette and Tyler Kolek specifically, I don't think he was right physically. He banged up his thumb in the first round game, and that I've got to think that was at least some factor as well for Marquette falling a little bit short in a really, really good basketball game. So, well, we'll look forward to another really good basketball game tonight. Will you go to Vegas if the Badgers are a part of it? Will we see you out there?
I am locked and loaded, so if they win, you will be seeing me up close to Earth.
That means it'll be raining in the desert, so we got that going for us.
It could be snow.
It could be. All right, sir, take care. Thanks much.
I will talk to you.
That is Jeff Patrikas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. We will turn our attention to Badger football with spring drills coming up. We'll check in with the new strength and conditioning coach for Wisconsin football, Brady Collins, as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Now at Menards, save big money with the 11% off everything. Transform your home with a new garage door from Ideal Door at Menards. We have the largest stock selection in the Midwest with more than 10 different garage doors in stock today. Right now, a 9x7 non-insulated garage door is only $399.99 after 11% rebate. Good through March 26th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot-Around.
Our pregame coverage continues from Eugene. Time now for our Badgers Spotlight. We're going to cross-promote a little bit as we get you ready for Wisconsin basketball. We're also going to get ready for Wisconsin football as spring practices open up on Saturday. I'm going to spend the next few minutes checking in with strength and conditioning coordinator Brady Collins, who came over to Madison from Cincinnati with head coach Luke Fickell. And like any strength coach, it's about lifting heavy weights, improving your speed, all of the obvious things. But as Collins tells us, it's a lot more than that.
Our profession sometimes gets, you know, a rep of, you know, we're just crazy guys that scream and yell and, you know, get the term meathead, which, yeah, we are deep down, we are. But also, you know, we're all former college football players. And I know that at this level, the next level, it doesn't really matter what you bench, squat, and run. It's all about how well you play football. So, you know, I always say that's the extra, and that's what's really cool is what generally tends to happen. The guys that invest and give their effort and all their energy and their passion to the weight room and to everything with football, well, they technically get stronger and they get faster. What does that do? It makes them a better football player. So it's been really cool and exciting, and just can't wait to keep it going.
The competition-based drills that, again, we have been able to see a little bit as fans or as consumers on social media, if it's the mat drill, the rope pull, what are the origins of that?
Yeah, I mean, football is the most, you know, competitive, violent, rigorous game there is, right? And it's the greatest game there is. So if you're just competing on Saturdays, I mean, you might, you know, get a couple here and there, but you got to compete every single day. It's just, it's innate. It's, you know, an intensity, an urgency. You know, we'll start the day off with one, we'll finish it. We'll have them throughout the entire workout. And we carry it throughout the entire building. I mean, it's not just competitive of physical natures. It could be mental. It could be working as a group to, you know, figure something simple as that as a puzzle. I mean, it really is, you know, getting kids to talk and communicate with different members of their team, just like they would on the field.
How you do anything is how you do everything. What was the first time that you heard it? What was the first time that you said it in with the players or anybody else?
Oh, definitely, you know, with Coach Fick, you know, him and I, as we always talk throughout the off seasons and daily, you know, very fortunate. I mean, he's a guy, he understands how valuable the weight room is. I mean, he's down there every morning, 6 a.m. grinding in there with those guys. So that's cool for those guys to see too. But he understands that in order to do what we need to do in practice, on the football field, that's got to be a priority. So he definitely, you know, entrusts us. And but, you know, heard that quite a bit ago, and you know, we brought it to their attention probably after the first week, and you know, just to let them know that it's how you really do anything is how you do everything, whether it's the way you train, the way you practice, the way you eat, take care of your body, you recover, academics, all of that plays into everything that you do. So
they've been, obviously, every coaching staff has different philosophies. They've had really well-respected, obviously, strength and conditioning coaches here. But the name that I have heard through the years is Mickey Marotti at Ohio State. Urban Meyer talked about him glowingly and so on and so forth. And you worked with him. What kind of things do you learn from someone like that you implement now?
Yeah. I mean, again, this program has a, you know, a rich tradition of great coaches throughout the whole board. And it's, one, just an honor to be here and continue that and, you know, elevated. But, you know, Coach Mick's a great dear friend and a mentor. I would say, you know, the number one thing I learned from him, had nothing to do about workouts, had nothing to do about sets and reps, when to run, when to bench, when to squat, how to do this. It was all how to run a program, how to, you know, get kids to buy in physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, not in you, because that'll happen through time, but in each other, in the program, in the process. And so, you know, I owe a lot to him. You know, thankful for my time with him, and looking forward to that matchup down the road.
Coach Fick has talked about, yeah, we'll look forward. Like a lot of people around here are looking forward to that. Not that we look too far ahead, but yeah, some of us can. Coach Fick has joked about when you guys first got here that you were all living together for a while.
That's right.
And then he said, I got to get out of here. So apparently no off switch for Brady Collins and most of you guys, right?
Yes. You know, again, fortunate that, you know, I have a loving, supportive wife and two great kids. My daughter's in gymnastics, highly competitive. She's only 6 and a half, and she's going to finish, you know, second grade. So they're not going to move up till, you know, in the beginning of summer. So I'm up here. Yep. When we first got here, we were all living together. And, you know, my off switch is normally my kids and, you know, kind of degressing and, you know, becoming dad. And when I get home now, and if I'm around all the other guys, they keep me going. They want energy. So I can't help it.
That's Badger football strength and conditioning coordinator Brady Collins. And that is tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. Coming up, our Badger Notebook as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
We continue with our Fetch Rewards pregame show. Time for our Badger Notebook with Brandon Harrison. One of the themes of this specific tournament, Brandon, is you don't know how each team is going to approach it. There's disappointment not getting in the NCAA tournament. We see North Carolina just decide not to take part in this. But I think with the Badgers, they not only have been in this, they've been in it to win it. And the effort, which has never been in question all season, it remains not in question. And they're getting some other encouraging signs. So you're always supposed to try hard. I know that's the nature of all of this. You're supposed to. They've done all that. But they're also doing some things that are really encouraging, I think, in the big picture for the free throw shooting and a few other areas as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always an opportunity if you choose to seize it and you want to take advantage of it. And Coach Gard has talked about that a lot, that with this group all season long, he's never had to kind of coach that buy-in or people, you know, buying in and wanting to be part of this. And it's been the same with the NIT. And, yeah, there have been some encouraging signs, some things that hopefully they can take forward and move into next season and see if they can win it all this year. But like you were getting at, it's a small sample size, but through the first two games there have been some good trends overall and also individually. And again, small sample size, but through the first two games the Badgers are averaging nearly 80 points a game. They're at 78 points per game. They're shooting 48% from the floor. But like you were talking about with the free throws especially, that was one thing throughout the season. Not only how they were shooting coming into the NIT, they were shooting 67% at the free throw line. Through these first two games of the tournament they've been 83%, and they've been in bulk. They're 43 for 52, so they're getting to line, they're taking advantage of those opportunities, and that's been really great to see. Points in the paint too, they've had 40 averaged through the first two games. Now a big part of that is Big Steve and what he's been able to do, and talking individually about some of these guys, it's been fun to see the growth and development. And Stephen Crowell has certainly embraced the opportunity and really grown into a starring role and a leading role offensively for the Badgers. Through the first two games he's averaging 25 points, 5.5 boards. He's shooting 76% from the floor through those games, 62% from three. Obviously, he had the five threes in that breakout performance where he had 36 points. It's fun to look at that specific performance. He tied the school record. I don't know how many folks saw this or have heard this yet, but with the 36 points he had against Bradley, he actually tied the school record for the most points in any postseason game, and he matched one Michael Finley, who had 36 points in the 1994 NCAA tournament game against Missouri. It's the fourth time in the past 10 years that a Badger has scored 36 points, the most since obviously Johnny Davis last year with his 37 at Purdue. But it's been great to see Steve, and you've had some other individuals step up as well, whether it's a guy like Tyler Wall finding some comfort here down the stretch. He's had three double-doubles the last seven games, 16 the other night. Chucky with his career-high performance against Liberty. And a guy like Mac Plesmet, too, who now that he's been coming back from injury, he's really found his stride offensively.
He's got a little clutch gene to him, too. Maybe more than a little clutch gene, right?
Yeah, for sure. Coming up with 7 points in that last game, but boy, they were valuable in the final, 2 minutes, 9 seconds of that game. Hit that three, one high off the glass there off that inbounds play to put him ahead, and then a couple free throws to kind of ice it. So it's been really fun to see how the team as a whole has embraced it, but also individually, there's been some good moments and things that they can take forward.
Final thought here. Anybody who watches an Oregon home basketball game, you're probably double-taking, looking at the floor. We are positioned right by the Wisconsin bench, so we're on the floor. Doesn't look quite so odd, does it? Maybe down here on the floor?
It's not as bad in person. And it was interesting during shooter night. I was curious how the guys would react. And watching them come in, you see some of the guys, oh, I actually like this. This is nice. This is tough is the operative word, the common word that was thrown out there. So guys certainly like it. Doesn't seem to bother them. I know Coach Garber's talking about the baseline lines and being able to see that, making sure you don't step out of bounds. But, yeah, you'll have a fun time describing the court if you choose to.
Yeah, if we choose to try to paint that picture. Appreciate it as always. Thank you, sir.
For sure. Sure, yep.
That's Brandon Harrison. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober
or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running if you're a business or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Unite Arena in Eugene as the Wisconsin Badgers set to square off with the Oregon Ducks. Little Big Ten Pac-12 matchup in the quarterfinals of the NIT. The winner will play either North Texas or Oklahoma State next Tuesday in Las Vegas. That game about halfway through the second half now, and the Mean Green of North Texas leading Oklahoma State 41-37. Little back and forth game going on in the second half there. So the Badgers in Oregon, the other part of this lower left portion of the NIT bracket. The Badgers coming off a four-point win against Liberty on Sunday afternoon. Max Klesmann doing all of his scoring in the final 2 minutes and change. 7 points, the only made three of the day for the Badgers. Chucky Hepburn with a career-best 27 points as the Badgers got the better of Liberty to move on to play the first-ever road game in program history in the NIT for the Wisconsin Badgers. About a half an hour away from the opening tip, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered rain showers likely. Lows around 33, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 50, cloudy skies. Overcast again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows level off around 29. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Back in Eugene, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Before we get into tonight's game, a quick recap.
from Sunday. Just a heck of a college basketball game. Really good environment. Both teams walk off the floor saying they left it all out there, didn't they?
Yeah, I think you get to that time of the year or this time of the year, and you're going to have only really good teams left. And it was for those that were there and those that watched it on TV, obviously, or listened to you on the radio, you and Mike. But it was. It's about how I thought it would be, and knowing that Liberty was very good, and guard play was really good for them. Guard play was really good for us. And it's good to make plays down the stretch and finish that out.
Chucky was telling us after the game that he felt maybe as good as he's felt in a while. And kudos to Brent Neuhart with Chucky and with everybody. This is the untold story here. This has been a long season. I mean, a lot of great experiences, but the overseas trip and now, you know, getting into the quarterfinal round here, it's a pretty good work to keep these guys rolling here.
Yeah, it has. You know, the mileage takes a toll on the body, there's no doubt. And we've tried to be as cognizant and vigilant as possible with minimizing what we're doing. But, like I said, you play so many minutes over the course of a season. And you're right about the foreign tour, which is always a concern. It's a benefit on the front end. You hope you don't run out of gas or have an increase of injuries on the back end because of the fatigue factor. But our staff has done a really good job. Brent, Jim Schneider in our weight room and the stuff he does with the guys. It's it's good to be playing here in late March.
I don't know how many times I've brought up to you Max Klesman making winning plays, but I guess I need to do it again because he made winning plays in those final couple of minutes.
Yeah, he did. I mean, big plays with the three and then obviously off the side out of bounds to be able to get to the rim. And that's, he's really coming into is this last, three, four, 5 weeks, you've really seen an emergence of his, not only his play, but I've seen his voice and his leadership and really taking ownership in what we want to do as a team.
Yeah, it's been fun to witness, that's for sure. We'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, Wisconsin and the Oregon Ducks, as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Wisconsin and Oregon tonight, quarterfinal round of the NIT. So you go from playing, I guess, according to KenPom, the second smallest team in the country to the fifth largest team. I know they've been shorthanded, including an all-conference big, but they've got a lot of bigs, don't they?
They do, and they look the part. And you look through the NIT field when it came out a couple weeks ago or a week and a half ago. Ourselves, Villanova, Rutgers, and Oregon all have battled injuries and kind of have set them back. And watching them through the Pac-12 season and the Pac-12 tournament, obviously there are two games they've had here in the NIT. There's a lot of talent there. They've just, much like us, had injuries at the wrong time that kind of kept them from becoming what they fully could become. But they are big. I mean, the 3 7-footers, I don't know if they'll all play tonight, but a lot of talent around them. They've always been really talented and block shots, contest things around the rim, really athletic along the front line. So it's a really good team.
I've heard a little bit of a comp. I don't want to be overly simplistic here, but I guess I usually am. But I've heard the comp between Oregon and Illinois. Is that a fair comp?
Yeah, I would say very similar in terms of just how they play. Ironically, same offense that they run. Actually, Dana Altman started doing some of that at Creighton when he was there years ago, and it's different programs, different coaches. Brad Underwood uses it to a degree, but there's some similarities in terms of how they play, the makeup of a roster, and then obviously the unique thing is what they do within some of that spread offense that they run that they get into at times.
We always talk about keys to the game, and we're always kind of joking about it, but it's especially true tonight, being able to hit the defensive glass. They hit the offensive boards pretty good, though.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to really be good in the paint. We're going to have to keep them out of the paint. We're going to have to gang rebound. We're going to have to really connect on blockouts and get bodies. So it will really test us. It's almost a counter, complete different approach than what we saw Sunday. We had to get extended defensively because of three-point shooting and those type of things and what their guards could do and their bigs. Tonight, it's completely different. We're going to have to really be really good 15 feet and in.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard coming up. Our check of the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Oregon tonight. Time for the Big Ten Report presented by Exact Sciences. Well, just one Big Ten out of eight remaining in this NCAA tournament. Michigan State on Thursday will take on Kansas State. And I guess, Mike, obviously the Big Ten has been very inconsistent in this tournament over the last three seasons now. But in the case of Michigan State, it kind of goes back to that old line. If you've got good, strong guard play, you've got a chance. And that was the difference in their win against Marquette, wasn't it?
big time with Tyson Walker scoring 23 points, A.J. Holger with 13 points. Then you throw in Joey Hauser, who had a double-double, 14 and 10. I think when you look at this team, and I know you've made the comment to Jeff Patrykus, it's not his most talented team. And no. Izzo's the first one to admit as much, but he says his chemistry is about as good as he's had there. And that can take you a long way. With Michigan State, it can take you into that second weekend. Izzo's record now is 15-4 in the second round, 15-4. Even more telling is the stat. First of all, people always use the cliche, well, if you play this coach, give him 7 days to prepare for you, he's going to beat you because he's a Hall of Fame coach. Well, in Izzo's case, he's 24-7 in the second game of a weekend, which means he can turn around a team better than most.
Which is impressive given how Marquette plays, because it really loves to scramble you up. Very efficient offensively and can turn you over when Marquette digs into you defensively. So a real credit to the Spartans.
Yeah, and real credit to what Marquette was able to do this year. A
big
tremendous
time.
Season. I think we both agree Tyler Kolek was not at 100% in that game against Michigan State. I mean, he only took 8 shots. More telling than that was the 6 turnovers to 5 assists. That's just not his game.
No, he's an All-American. He's a third-team All-American in the AP team. You could argue he maybe could have even been higher than that, but a terrific season for Shaka Smart and the Marquette Golden Eagles, and a really good run in progress for Tom Izzo and the Michigan State Spartans. Just check that other NIT game tonight that will be of interest to the Badgers if things go well for them here in Eugene. North Texas and Oklahoma State are tied at 48 with a little more than 5 minutes left in the game. Stay with us. Coming up, we'll give you our Nissan keys to tonight's game. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and 650 certified service centers. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, when it comes to friendly, professional service, name-brand product availability, and everyday low prices, we've got you covered. Quality, product, service, and the auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. Now that's your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. And thank you for shopping locally.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Pre-game coverage continues. Let's get to tonight's Nissan Keys to the Game as the Badgers get set to face the Oregon Ducks. And Mike, as Greg Gard mentioned, it's a different approach in obvious reasons. You were playing the second smallest team in the country on Sunday. Now you're playing the fifth tallest. So protecting the paint will not be easy to do, but it is of paramount importance.
Whenever I hear a coach talk about team rebounding, my mind goes right to the guards and how they factor into the rebounding totals. Now, while Connor Asijan has not been very good from the three-point line of late, he has been rebounding his position over the last four games, averaging six boards, and that could really be important here tonight.
Yeah, so the defensive glass especially, which we know the Badgers are not a team that crashes the offensive glass. So we're talking about rebounding. We're talking about the defensive end, because Oregon tracks down a third of its misses. And in that is in the upper echelon nationally. It is second in the Pac-12.
And another key will be the whistle, really, for the bigs, whether it be Wall and Crowell for Wisconsin or Oregon's bigs. If someone gets into early foul trouble, it could have a profound impact on the outcome.
It certainly is to be another important game for Carter Gilmore, who has filled the role admirably, to say the least, and many times as an undersized five. And with those seven-footers that they roll out there for Oregon, he's going to be an undersized guy again here tonight.
And that really lines up with our theme about rebounding. It can't just be Wall or Crowell. Carter Gilmore had five rebounds in the win over Liberty, six boards in the victory over Bradley.
All right, those are your Nissan keys to the game. Stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health of Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Badgers all up and running here tonight in Eugene. Not the same for the Oregon Ducks, as they will proceed in this postseason. Will Richardson, their outstanding senior, super senior guard, averaging better than five assists per game. He is out for the season with a hip injury. Also unavailable tonight is Jermaine Cousinard, a 6'4", fifth-year senior out of East Chicago, Indiana. He missed the first two games of this NIT, and he will remain out with a shoulder injury. And the most noticeable absence, and really all three of them are, they're the top three scorers on the team, in Folly Dante, a first-team all-conference performer, 6'11 senior at 13.5 points, 8 rebounds, and a block and a half per game, injured his ankle in the Pac-12 tourney. Tried to play in the second round, their second game against UCLA, but just is unable to move forward. So again, the Ducks will be without their top three scorers. Didn't matter in the first two games, as they took care of business in very decisive fashion against UC Irvine, a team they lost to earlier in the season, and then they pulled away from UCF on Sunday nights. That is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for the Ducks, Dana Altman in his 13th year in Eugene, and he has guided his team to nothing but, at bare minimum, 20 win seasons. His team 21-14 going into tonight's game. His front line made up of Quincy Guerrier, 6'8 senior from Montreal, a transfer from Syracuse, his second year in Eugene. Guerrier averaging about 9 points, 4.5 rebounds per game. Luke War, 6'9 redshirt junior from Omaha, Nebraska, 2.5 points per game, making his third start. Nate Biddle is the man in the middle, a 7-foot sophomore from Central Central Point, Oregon. He's enjoying a terrific NIT. He had what was briefly a career high, 17, in their first round game against Cal Irvine, but he topped that on Sunday night, 21 points, 13 rebounds against UCF. Backcourt combo is Rivaldo Soares, 6'5 senior out of Boston, 7 points, 3.5 rebounds per game, and Keyshawn Barthelemy, a 6'2 junior from Montreal, former Colorado Buffalo. Barthelemy averaging 9 points and about 2 rebounds per contest. For Greg Gard's Badgers, the usual starting five: Tyler Wall, 6'9 senior from Lakeville, Minnesota, at 11.5 points, better than 6 rebounds, about 2.5 assists per game. Stephen Crowell, 7 foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 12.3 points, 6.8 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Max Klesmit, 6'3 junior from Nina, 8.3 points, 2.6 rebounds at 7 against Liberty, all in the final 2 minutes and change on Sunday afternoon. Connor Esegian, 6'4 freshman out of Fort Wayne, nearly 12 points a game, better than 3.5 boards. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five, 6'2 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. They haven't played a lot over the years. The Badgers with the edge, 5-3. The last meeting was in 2019 in San Jose in the NCAA tournament, a game where the Ducks broke it open in the second half en route to a 72-54 win. Of course, these programs met back-to-back years in the NCAA tournament. Part of the Badgers' march is plural to the Final Four, the stirring comeback at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee in 2014, and then knocked them off a year later in L.A. In the 2015 NCAA tournament. The Badgers' last trip to Eugene, you got to go back to November of 1990, and it was a very entertaining game. Jay Peters with a buzzer-beating three takedown Terrell Brandon and the Oregon Ducks way back in November of 1990. It's your starting lineups and other tidbits brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Legs Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLegsClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Legs Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLegsClassic.com.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down!